Good evening, everyone. This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. The SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by W8MW, Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they are checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at scarsvoip.com. I am your net control for this session. My call is KE5ALF. My name is Greg, and I am located in Grand Blanc, Michigan, with a temperature right now of 34 degrees. Prior to starting, I would like to ask if there is any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. Do we have anybody? If so, please check in now. Okay, that's great. Do we have anyone celebrating their birthday or any other function or that they would like to spread with us this week? If so, check in now. This is the monthly Thursday Internet Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speakers. Our program tonight will be The Life and Times of Albert Einstein. Now let me advise all stations connected that this net might be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. All stations participating will be a part of that recording. So I'm going to turn it over right now for opening comments to GW8SDL. Dave, are you ready, sir?
KE5ALF from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. I most certainly am there, Greg. Okay, for the opening comments. Now, this evening, we're going to explore the life of one of the most influential thinkers in human history, Albert Einstein. Known not only for his brilliant mind, but also for his curiosity and creativity. Einstein reshaped our understanding of the universe with ideas that still guide modern science. And from his early struggles in school to his groundbreaking theory of relativity, Einstein's story is a powerful reminder of how imagination, persistence, and an unconventional spirit can change the world. Now let's take a closer look at the man behind the iconic equations. With that said, let's get the program started. So we're going to Declan in Newport, South Wales, to Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel from GW8SNL. Declan, it's all yours. Take it away.
Imagine a child sitting quietly at a table staring at a simple compass. The needle moves, guided by an invisible force, and the child's eyes widen in wonder. That child was Albert Einstein, a boy whose curiosity about the unseen world would eventually transform our understanding of reality itself. From pondering the secrets of light and motion to visualizing the curvature of space and time, Einstein's mind never stopped questioning, imagining, and exploring. Today we are going to journey through the life of a man who taught us that curiosity is the engine of discovery, imagination is the laboratory of the mind, and persistence can turn thought experiments into revolutionary truths. We'll follow Einstein from his childhood in Ulm, through his student years in Zurich, the quiet yet profound days at the patent office, and the miracle year that would change physics forever. Along the way, we will witness his rise to global fame, his ethical engagement with the world, and the enduring legacy that continues to inspire generations. This is not just a story of equations and theories. It is a story of a mind that dared to ask why, a heart that sought understanding, and a life that reminds us to never stop wondering. Einstein's childhood curiosity. Albert Einstein was born on March the 14th, 1879, in the city of Ulm, in the Kingdom of Württemberg, Germany, during a time of rapid technological and social change. The Industrial Revolution had brought electricity, railroads, and telegraphs into everyday life, and Hermann Einstein, Albert's father, was determined to make his mark as an engineer and entrepreneur. He worked in electrical machinery and manufacturing, attempting to establish businesses that would harness the power of electricity for German cities. Hermann was practical, ambitious, and deeply involved in the technical world, and his work surrounded Albert with the tools and ideas of engineering from an early age. Albert's mother, Pauline Koch, complimented Hermann's practicality with creativity and sensitivity. She was highly intelligent and musically talented, instilling in Albert a love for music and the arts alongside his growing fascination with science. She introduced him to the violin at a young age, and music would become a lifelong companion, offering him both comfort and inspiration. Pauline valued education and curiosity, encouraging Albert to explore puzzles, play with mechanical devices, and question the world around him. Even as a toddler, Albert demonstrated a mind that was both quiet and intensely observant. He did not speak fluently until the age of 3, which caused his parents some concern, yet this delay masked an extraordinary inner world. Friends and family later recalled a child who often seemed lost in thought, intensely focused on understanding the workings of objects or the patterns in nature. His fascination with the invisible forces that govern the world became evident early on, laying the groundwork for a lifelong pursuit of knowledge. One of the most famous stories from Albert's early childhood involves a small magnetic compass, a gift from his father when he was 5 years old. While other children might have played with it briefly, Albert stared at the needle for hours, captivated by the idea that something unseen was controlling its movement. He later recalled feeling a profound sense of wonder, realizing that the world was governed by hidden laws and that understanding them could unlock its mysteries. This experience, simple as it might have seemed at the time, planted the seeds of his later scientific curiosity. Albert's home life was a blend of structure and freedom. Hermann emphasized responsibility and discipline, while Pauline encouraged imagination and exploration. This combination helped shape Albert's approach to life and learning. He was both practical and deeply creative. From a very young age, he enjoyed dismantling clocks and mechanical devices to see how they worked, experimenting with small constructions and solving puzzles that challenged him intellectually. These early hobbies provided him with a hands-on understanding of physical principles long before he formally studied them. School, however, was a challenge for young Albert. He attended the Leupold Gymnasium in Munich, an institution with a rigid focus on memorization, obedience, and discipline. The strict rules and repetitive exercises often frustrated him, and his independent thinking clashed with the school's expectations. Teachers sometimes labeled him lazy, inattentive, or even difficult, failing to recognize his profound intellectual potential. Despite these conflicts, Albert excelled in mathematics and science, mastering algebra and geometry by the age of 12 and beginning to teach himself calculus at 13. Einstein's teenage years and his Swiss education. When Albert Einstein was 15, his family faced financial difficulties. His father Hermann's business ventures in electrical equipment had failed, forcing the Einsteins to leave Germany and move to Italy in search of new opportunities. Young Albert initially remained behind in Munich to finish school, but the pull of family and the promise of a new life soon brought him to join them in Milan. The move marked the beginning of a period of both upheaval and freedom, a time that would shape his intellectual and personal development in profound ways. In Italy, Albert's formal education paused temporarily, giving him the chance to reflect and pursue his own studies. It was a period of intense curiosity where he devoured books on mathematics, physics, and philosophy, reading far beyond what was expected for someone his age. He immersed himself in the works of philosophers like David Hume and Ernst Mach, who questioned the nature of perception, reality, and knowledge itself. These readings introduced Albert to ideas about experience and observation that would later influence his revolutionary thinking in physics. Albert's love for independent thought found its perfect environment when he moved to Switzerland and enrolled at the Aargau Cantonal School. This progressive institution was a stark contrast to the rigid gymnasium that he had attended in Munich. Here, students were encouraged to think for themselves, to question, and to explore, rather than simply memorize facts. For Albert, this freedom was exhilarating. He thrived in the open atmosphere, forming friendships with peers who shared his passion for science and philosophy. Discussions often extended late into the evening, filled with speculation about the mysteries of the universe and playful thought experiments that stretched the imagination. The Swiss school also fostered Albert's love for practical experimentation and hands-on learning. He built small mechanical models, dissected objects to understand their inner workings, and experimented with magnets and electrical devices, continuing the curiosity that had fascinated him as a child. In this environment, he was no longer constrained by the rigid rules and authoritarian teaching methods that had frustrated him in Germany. Instead, he could cultivate his natural talents and explore concepts in depth, developing both his analytical skills and his imaginative thinking. At the age of 17, Albert attempted the entrance exam for the Swiss Federal Polytechnic in Zurich. His brilliance in mathematics and physics was evident. He solved complex problems with creativity and precision, yet he struggled with the more conventional subjects, particularly French, which he failed. This required him to spend an additional year studying to meet the entrance requirements. While some might have seen this as a setback, Albert used the time wisely, continuing his independent studies in mathematics and physics. He read widely, explored advanced texts on mechanics, electromagnetism, and geometry, and conducted mental experiments that would form the seeds of his later scientific breakthrough. During this period, Albert's personality traits became even more pronounced. He was fiercely independent, often challenging authority and resisting conformity. He questioned teachers, dismissed rules that seemed arbitrary, and pursued his own understanding of the world even when it conflicted with established methods. At the same time, he remained deeply reflective and sensitive, capable of awe at the beauty of music and nature, and constantly attentive to the details of the world around him. These qualities, curiosity, independence, sensitivity, and imagination, were already shaping a mind that would one day challenge the foundations of physics. The teenage years also brought social and intellectual connections that would influence Albert for life. At the Aargau School, he formed friendships with peers that would become lifelong colleagues and confidants. These relationships nurtured his love for discussion, debate, and collaborative thinking, giving him the support and stimulation he needed to grow intellectually. He learned not only to absorb knowledge, but to question it, to think critically, and to envision possibilities beyond conventional understanding. By the time Albert prepared to enter the Polytechnic in Zurich, he had already undergone a remarkable transformation. The curious, solitary child who had marveled at a compass needle in Ulm had grown into a young man with a passionate love of learning, a playful imagination, and a deep intellectual independence. The challenges he had faced, family upheaval, school frustrations, and language struggles had only strengthened his determination and self-reliance. In many ways, this period in Switzerland was formative not only for Albert's intellect, but also for his character. It was here that he learned to balance curiosity with discipline, imagination with analysis, and independence with collaboration. These lessons would serve him well as he moved into adulthood, laying the foundation for the scientific breakthroughs and philosophical insights that would define his life. The boy who had once questioned everything he saw now began to envision the universe, not as it appeared, but as it could be understood through thought, observation, and imagination, a vision that would ultimately transform the world. Einstein's university life and Mileva Maric. In 1896, Albert Einstein finally entered the Swiss Federal Polytechnic in Zurich, eager to begin formal studies in physics and mathematics. By now, he had already spent years cultivating an intense curiosity about the world, and he approached university with a mixture of excitement, impatience, and an unquenchable desire to understand the fundamental laws of nature. Unlike many of his peers, Albert was not content to merely follow the syllabus. He wanted to explore, question, and experiment, often pursuing ideas far beyond the classroom. From the very beginning, Einstein stood out as both brilliant and unconventional. Professors quickly noticed his intelligence but were often frustrated by his apparent disregard for formalities and schedules. He preferred independent study to lectures, following his own interests rather than the assigned topics. Sometimes he would skip classes entirely, choosing instead to explore problems on his own, work with textbooks from other universities, or conduct thought experiments that pushed the boundaries of accepted science. Despite these unconventional habits, his mastery of mathematics and physics was undeniable. By the end of his first year, Albert had already absorbed concepts that challenged the understanding of many students, and he frequently astonished peers and instructors with his insight. During the years at the Polytechnic, Albert also encountered a kindred spirit in Mileva Maric, a fellow student who shared his passion for mathematics and physics. Mileva was one of the few women in a male-dominated environment, yet she matched Albert in intellect and determination. Their relationship blossomed from friendship into romance, and the two often spent hours discussing physics, solving problems together, and imagining the mechanics of the universe. Some historians suggest that Mileva may have contributed to Einstein's early work, allowing insights and support during his formative research years, though the full extent of her role remains a topic of discussion. Regardless, their partnership provided Albert with both emotional and intellectual companionship, a rare combination that helped nurture his burgeoning genius. Okay, at this point I would like to ask if we have any check-ins, questions, or comments before I turn over to the next narrator. This is 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Kilo 2 Hotel America.
VK2DY.
Okay, I recognize K2HA, that's Fred, and VK2DY. That is, of course, Robert. So, we'll speak to Fred first of all. K2HA from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. This is Fred K2HA. Yeah, very, very interesting. And a lot of people, the diagnosis wasn't come up with by the time. It was after Einstein. But ADD, adult disorder, and attention deficit, because his characteristics fit the profile very, very well. And a lot of scholars have said that he possibly had that, and which would leave him quite bored with the things that weren't interesting. And so he went after his interesting stuff and kept his brain stimulated. Makes complete sense. What a fascinating man. And just thank you for your presentation. You're doing a fine job. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, thank you very much there, Fred, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Yeah, I greatly appreciate your comments there. And yeah, thank you very much for the compliment. I always appreciate being able to come in and run the first segment of the TIN. It's always great fun and always quite interesting because it actually does allow me to learn a few things by reading through the scripts. I can find out some very interesting little facts about the topics that I'm discussing in these presentations, and it's always quite interesting and enjoyable. Honestly, I completely understand the idea that Albert Einstein may have had some sort of attention deficit disorder, or some form of disorder anyway, some sort of neurodivergence. And I'm not trying to attribute this in any way, but it just so happens that I, as a diagnosed autistic person, personally did not speak coherently until the age of 3. That probably doesn't have any correlation to the life of Albert Einstein. Just wanted to put that out there. Hi. Anything else to say before I move along to speak to Robert? K2HA from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Okay, very good. This is Fred, K2HA. Well, thank you for those comments, Declan. And Einstein was also known for being totally disorganized. He would show up to speak at an event, and he wouldn't even have packed a toothbrush or anything. As he flew in and arrived. It was just absolutely amazing. He was only thinking about the things that he would present and discover, always looking for something new. Okay, thank you, Declan. Peace and blessings. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
Okay, thank you very much, Fred, from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. Greatly appreciate that. And, that is hilarious. My goodness. And it just shows, honestly, how focused he was on his goals, on his aspirations, that he would gloss over the basics. Well, anyway, thank you very much, and I will go ahead and move along now to VK2DY. That is Robert. So, what do you have to comment on from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel?
Good morning, Declan. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently about 20 degrees Celsius, about 68 Fahrenheit. That's a full 6 degrees foxtrot, less than normal. And it's not going to get any warmer today, so a cold day today. Anyway, I was just going to comment about his upbringing. It's interesting that how much music has, how much music has to do with science, scientists and science. Almost every noted scientist has a music connection in some way, form, or shape. I think the mathematics of music helped to shape the scientific mind, and I think that's an interesting thing. And I noticed it was with Einstein as well, and of course his father helped with providing him with the tools that were necessary. But I think that's my takeaway a little bit here on Albert. But thank you for an interesting presentation. It's good to hear about his growing up and things. VK2DY.
Okay, thank you very much, VK2DY from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. Well, that is certainly a very interesting interpretation as to sort of explaining the reason why music had such a profound effect on scientists. That are really noted and are notable for their works in the field. It's really interesting to hear how much music sort of ties in and links directly. It goes sort of hand in hand with it. I think that could possibly be a very good reason for it. The mathematics behind music, the way that compositions are put together, perhaps, that sort of fascinates the mind, gets the sort of brain engaged, and, gets people thinking, which is quite an interesting way to, approach it. And honestly, in my personal opinion, as sort of a casual sort of listener to music, that's not the way that I would approach that sort of thing. But obviously, music theory is quite in-depth, I'm pretty sure. So, temperature here in Newport, South Wales, it is now currently at just gone 25 past midnight here. We are at 0.7 degrees Celsius, 0.7 Celsius, or 33 degrees Fahrenheit, for those of you listening over in the States. So, pretty cold here at the moment. Generally speaking, it's been quite cold through the day, actually. And I was thinking about it, just called up an up-to-date to the temperature here, and now it's dropped down to minus 0.4, which is, I think, 31.3, or something along those lines. It's 31 point something Fahrenheit, so pretty cold. 31.3 minus 0.4, which is, wow. Let me quickly reset. From 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel returning. In terms of, just Albert Einstein, it is very interesting how music was one of his many foundations into his admiration of mathematics and sort of physics and the mechanical intricacies of the world. Thank you very much. Anything further to say from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel?
Yes, Declan, this is Robert, BK2DY again. Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to mention was he seems to be the most misquoted man on the planet. Yeah. Any quote that anybody wants to get anything out of, they attribute to Albert Einstein. And every story they want counted, they attribute to Albert Einstein. There's so many misquotes and misstories about him that it's amazing. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. BK2DY, back to now.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Robert, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Greatly appreciate you coming in and checking in today with those comments about Albert Einstein and just generally scientists as a whole and how all of them tend to have some sort of link connection somewhere to music. Thank you very much for that really interesting piece of information. I greatly appreciate it. So we'll say 73 to VK2DY. And before I move along to the next narrator, I am going to go ahead and check if we have any further check-ins, questions, or comments for this segment of the Thursday Information Net. This is 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Sounder from India for check-in.
Okay, I recognize Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. And that is Sandar. Go ahead and welcome in from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Very good evening to one and all there. Good evening to Dave. Good evening, good morning to Mr. Robert from Sydney, Australia. Thank you very much, sir, for always letting me in for regular check-in on this scarce digital platform on Echolink. Thank you very much once again, all of you coming here as usual. Fine and blasting, thundering like local station in my native city, Coimbatore, South India. All going good here. Already Friday morning started, Indian Standard Time around 6 a.m. Friday morning, 6 a.m. No sign of rains today, maybe a beautiful, bright and sunny day. All going good here. Temperature also came down to 76 degree Foxtrot right now. Cool and comfortable. Birds are singing behind me. I'm in walking mode, doing my walking session very easily. Along with this morning intermittent mist. Very, very cool and comfortable. Oh. I'm in walking mode. due to my speedy walking, and as usual, my breaths are ups and downs. I apologize for that. Okay, after completing my walking session, going to do some breathing exercises like yoga, pranayam, bhastriya, and sad kriya. Finally, going to do some yoga and exercises. Going to prepare Lipton tea along with the ginger and mint for all of you. Welcome all to have a cup of tea in my kitchen at Coimbatore, South India. Welcome, ma'am, all of you. Nothing much particular on my side. With your kind permission, I would like to say my 73s to one and all there. Mic back to net control. From Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha Sounder from India, walking by.
Okay, thank you very much, Sounder, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Greatly appreciate you coming in and checking in here from the morning in India. And, well, technically it's morning here in Newport, South Wales as well. It's just very early. Not long into the morning. It's currently 34 minutes past midnight here. So, stayed up a little bit later than I usually do to run this section of the TIN. But it's always great, and it's always enjoyable for myself, and I've agreed to do so, so I'm not complaining at all. Nice to know that all is well with you. And that the temperature is cool and comfortable this morning for you. And I hope that you have yourself a very good day. And thank you very much for checking in. Once again, greatly appreciate it. And nice to speak to you. So, we'll go ahead and make one more check just to be sure that we don't have any further check-ins, comments, or questions for this section of the Thursday Information Net before we move along to the next narrator. This is 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Okay, nothing heard in terms of check-ins, questions, or comments. So, with that being said, I suppose it's now time to move on to the next narrator for the TIN tonight. And the next speaker for the program is, of course, Gulf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. That is Dave in Newport, South Wales. Wonder where he could possibly be relative to me. all stations stand by. Need to do a handover of the shack chair. But the TIM will continue very shortly with GW8SNL as the next narrator. Take it away.
Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, Dave in Newport, South Wales. I've now taken possession of the comfy shack chair, and we'll continue along with the program. University life was not without challenges for Albert. He struggled with the rigid grading systems and occasionally poor teaching methods at the Polytechnic. Certain professors dismissed his unorthodox methods and imaginative thinking, interpreting his independence as laziness and disrespect. Yet Albert remained undeterred. He developed a reputation among his fellow students as a brilliant, imaginative thinker, often carrying on spirited debates in dormitories, cafes, and quiet study corners. He absorbed everything he could from textbooks, papers, and lectures. Yet he was constantly refining ideas in his own mind, guided by an instinctive understanding of the principles underlying the physical world. And beyond academics, Albert's personality flourished during these years. He maintained a curiosity and playful approach to learning he had developed as a child, often combining visual imagination with mathematical reasoning. He would imagine riding alongside a beam of light, pondering what it would look like and how the laws of physics would apply in such a scenario. Now, these thought experiments were not mere flights of fancy. They were the seeds of the revolutionary theories he would later publish. The Polytechnic years gave him the space and structure to cultivate this mental discipline, while also providing the freedom to experiment, question, and explore independently. Albert graduated from the Polytechnic in 1900, earning a diploma to teach mathematics and physics. However, despite his academic accomplishments, he faced difficulties securing a university position. Many doors remained closed due to his unconventional reputation and his refusal to conform to the traditional expectations. Instead, he spent the next 2 years tutoring and taking temporary positions, supporting himself while continuing his private studies and research. These years of uncertainty, far from discouraging him, reinforced his independence and determination, teaching him resilience and the value of pursuing intellectual curiosity over societal approval. At the same time, his personal life intertwined with his scientific journey. His relationship with Mileva provided both comfort and challenge. They debated, collaborated, and inspired one another, sharing the joys and frustrations of discovery. Their bond was intellectual as well as emotional, demonstrating to Albert the importance of companionship in exploring complex ideas and sustaining the emotional stamina required for groundbreaking work. By the time Albert left the Polytechnic, he had emerged as a young man with a unique combination of intellectual brilliance, independence, creativity, and determination. He had already developed a habits of mind that would guide him for the rest of his life, a relentless curiosity, the ability to visualize abstract concepts, and a courage to challenge conventional wisdom. These formative years at the Polytechnic were crucial in shaping the thinker who would later revolutionize physics, laying the foundation for extraordinary discoveries that would follow in his patent office years and his miraculous work of 1905. Albert Einstein's university years were more than an academic education. They were a period of self-discovery, intellectual awakening, and the cultivation of imagination. Surrounded by books, debates, and the companionship of Mileva Maric, he refined the skills that would make him one of the most transformative minds of the 20th century. The lessons learned, friendships formed, and ideas nurtured during this period would echo through every stage of his life, preparing him for the profound scientific contributions that were just over the horizon. And there are patent office years. By 1902, Albert Einstein had entered what many might consider an ordinary chapter of life. He took a position as a technical expert at the Swiss Patent Office in Bern. Now, the job might seem mundane compared to the lofty world of academia, but for Einstein, it became a fertile ground for thought, reflection, and the gestation of revolutionary ideas. At the patent office, he was tasked with reviewing applications for inventions, analyzing technical drawings, and assessing the functionality of devices. Though the work was clerical, it exposed him to a broad array of mechanical and electrical innovations, offering a kind of hands-on familiarity with applied physics that few of his peers would ever acquire. And the routine of the office provided something Einstein valued even more, time to think. Unlike many academic positions, the patent office allowed him a degree of mental freedom. Between reviewing patents, he could reflect on problems in physics that had long fascinated him. During his lunch breaks, he would stroll along the quiet streets of Bern, often lost in thought. He imagined scenarios that stretched the imagination. What it would feel like to ride alongside the beam of light, how time would flow for objects moving at extraordinary speeds, or how gravity might act in different circumstances. These thought experiments, which had been a habit since his childhood, now became the crucible for his most profound discoveries. Evenings were often spent in the modest apartment he shared with his wife, Mileva Maric, who continued to provide companionship, support, and intellectual stimulation. Their conversations were long and intense, revolving around mathematics, physics, and the principles of the universe. Some of their discussions involved debate in the very nature of light, time, and motion, topics that would soon appear in his groundbreaking 1905 papers. Music also played a vital role in these years. Einstein would often play the violin, sometimes late into the night, using melodies as both inspiration and meditation, a way to relax the mind while simultaneously stirring creativity. Life at the painting office had its routines and small pleasures. Einstein often rode his bicycle around Bern using the quiet solitude of the streets to think. He took long walks, observed people, and contemplated the natural world, always looking for patterns and hidden principles. The modest salary allowed him a simple life, free from the pressures of academia and the distractions of fame. Yet, even in what appeared to outsiders as a quiet and ordinary life, Einstein was building the foundations of modern physics in his mind. The environment of the patent office also encouraged clarity and precision. Reading patents required attention to detail, careful reasoning, and logical analysis. These skills translated naturally into Einstein's scientific work. He learned to construct arguments rigorously, anticipate objections, and test ideas mentally before committing them to paper. Many historians have noted that the combination of clerical discipline, intellectual freedom, and exposure to practical mechanics created a perfect environment for Einstein to refine his thinking. It was during this period that Einstein began to synthesize ideas that would later become the special theory of relativity. He visualized light beams, moving clocks, and trains traveling at high speeds, exploring the consequences of motion and observation in his mind. While others relied on laboratories and experiments, Einstein's genius lay in thinking deeply about fundamental principles, often solving problems purely through imagination and reasoning. 1902 to 1905 were years of quiet genius. There were no accolades, no academic positions, and no lectureships. Yet, in the solitude of his office and the rhythm of his daily routines, Einstein's mind was active, playful, and relentless. He combined rigorous logical thinking and the creativity of a child who never stopped asking questions about the world. By the time he began publishing his Annus Mirabilis papers in 1905, the years at the patent office had shaped both his method and his philosophy, a combination of thought, imagination, and disciplined analysis that would eventually forever change physics. Even the humblest moments of the patent office contributed to his extraordinary breakthroughs. The process of examining inventions, questioning how things worked, visualizing mechanisms in motion, providing a foundation for his ability to reimagine the laws of space and time. In retrospect, what may have seemed like a routine job was in fact a crucible for creativity, giving Einstein the freedom, time, and focus necessary to develop ideas that would alter humanity's understanding of the universe. By the end of his time in Bern, Albert Einstein was no longer merely a clerk or a student. He was a thinker on the brink of a revolution. The seemingly quiet days of the patent office had prepared him for the miracle year of 1905, when he would publish four groundbreaking papers that would establish him as a genius and forever change the course of physics. In those years of careful observation, solitary reflection, and imaginative play, Einstein had honed the tools, habits, and perspectives that would carry him into scientific immortality. Annus Mirabilis, the miracle year. The year 1905 began like no other for Albert Einstein, still a relatively unknown clerk at the Swiss Patent Office in Bern. His life was modest, quiet, and largely routine. He reviewed patents by day, played the violin by night, and spent long hours in solitary thought. Yet, behind this seemingly ordinary existence, something extraordinary was brewing. In what would later be called the Annus Mirabilis, or the Miracle Year, Einstein produced not one, but four papers that would shake the foundations of physics and establish him as one of the greatest minds in history. These were not mere academic exercises. They were bold, imaginative, and revolutionary ideas written with clarity and precision. Each paper addressed a fundamental problem in physics, yet each approached it in a way that reflected Einstein's unique method of thinking, rigorous logic, combined with a visual imagination, creativity, and relentless curiosity. The first of these papers addressed a puzzle that had long baffled physicists, the behavior of light. The photoelectric effect, a phenomenon in which light shone on metal caused it to release electrons, could not be explained by the prevailing wave theory of light. Now, in his paper, Einstein proposed that light is not merely a wave, but also consists of discrete packets of energy, called quanta, which was later known as photons. Now, this radical idea not only solved the problem of the photoelectric effect, but lay the groundwork for quantum mechanics, a field that would dominate physics for at least the next century. It was a triumph of imagination, seeing the particles in the wave, and it would later earn him the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. Einstein's second paper explored Brownian motion, the random jittering of microscopic particles suspended in fluid. At the time, some scientists still doubted the very existence of atoms and molecules. Einstein's analysis provided a mathematical explanation for the motion, demonstrating that it was caused by collisions with invisible molecules. The paper offered concrete evidence for the atomic theory of matter, turning philosophical speculation into scientific certainty. The careful observation of everyday phenomena, a seemingly mundane effect in a jar of pollen grains, revealed profound truths about the hidden structure of the world. And it was in his third paper, however, that Einstein truly began to transform humanity's understanding of the universe. The special theory of relativity redefined space and time. In it, he proposed that the laws of physics are the same for all observers moving at a constant speed, and that the speed of light is the ultimate limit, which is constant for everyone regardless of motion. Now, this simple yet radical principle had staggering consequences. Tide could slow down for moving observers, lens could contract, and simultaneity was no longer absolute. Einstein's idea shattered centuries of Newtonian assumptions, showing that the universe behaves in ways far stranger and more elegant than anyone had imagined. The final paper of the year, perhaps the most famous, was a natural extension of his work on relativity. The equivalence of mass and energy, expressed in the iconic equation E equals mc squared. With this insight, Einstein showed that mass was not a static property, but a form of energy, and that a tiny amount of mass could be converted into enormous energy. Though at the time it was largely a theoretical result, the implications would one day transform technology from nuclear energy to medical applications, and also the course of human history. Now, these four papers, written in the quiet hours of Peyton Clark's life, illustrate the extraordinary power of imagination paired with the disciplined thought. Einstein was not conducting experiments in a laboratory. He was exploring the universe entirely in his mind. He visualized light, imagined moving trains and clocks, and considered falling elevators, constructing mental models of reality that will become the pillars of modern physics. It is remarkable to consider that Einstein was 26 years old, working a modest clerical job, yet producing work that would fundamentally alter humanity's understanding of time, space, matter, and energy. His Annus Mirabilis demonstrates the astounding capacity of a mind that is both playful and precise, imaginative and logical. It also shows the importance of curiosity, persistence, and intellectual courage, the willingness to question established norms, to explore the invisible, and to see the world not just as it appears to be, but as it truly is. The impact of these papers was profound but gradual. Some physicists were initially skeptical, finding it difficult to grasp the radical nature of Einstein's ideas. Yet over time, the clarity and correctness of his reasoning became undeniable. And by the following decade, Einstein will be recognized as a revolutionary force in science. His Annus Mirabilis remains a testament to the power of independent thought, deep curiosity, and the fearless pursuit of understanding, showing that sometimes the quietest hours spent in reflection and imagination can produce the most extraordinary breakthroughs in human history. By the end of 1905, Albert Einstein was no longer just a patent clerk. He had become a scientist whose ideas would shape the 20th century, challenging the way humanity perceives reality, redefining the concepts of space, time, and energy, and inspiring generations of thinkers to imagine the impossible. What began as quiet observation, thought experiments, and intellectual curiosity accumulated in a year of miracles that would echo through science forever. Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. I hope you enjoyed that particular section of tonight's Thursday Information Net. Now, is there any check-ins, questions, or comments at this time? If so, please call me. Okay, second call for any check-ins, questions, or comments. If you'd like to pop in and check in, Got a question or any comments, please call me.
Okay, so I'll just say good evening. I'll catch you guys. I'll catch this program in its replay when I play it. KSFKB.
Okay there, Mac. No problems whatsoever. I got you on our little log here, KC8FQV. Okay, I'll talk to you again soon, no doubt there, Mac. Okay, with that, I'm going to pass it over to our next narrator, and that is Greg, the alien life form, Kilo Echo 5 Alpha Lima Foxtrot. It's all yours, Greg. Take it away, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to start my section with Einstein's academic career and the road to general relativity. By 1909, Albert Einstein's quiet brilliance could no longer be ignored. His groundbreaking work of 1905, The Miracle Year, had begun to circulate in the scientific community, earning him invitations to lectures and recognition among physicists. That year marked a turning point. Einstein transitioned from the modest position of a patent clerk in Bern to his first academic appointment as professor of the University of Zurich. For the first time, he could dedicate himself fully to research surrounded by students and colleagues who respected his intellect. Even with this new position, Einstein's path was not without challenges. He was a man who thought in unconventional ways, who questioned assumptions that others took for granted. He struggled to navigate the expectations of academic preferring independent thought over formal teaching methods. Yet this independence was also a source of immense creativity. In Zurich, Einstein began seriously exploring the nature of gravity and the structure of space and time, questions that had fascinated him since the days of the Polytechnic and Patent Office. In 1911, Einstein moved to the German University of Prague, a position that offered both prestige and a wider platform for his ideas. It was here that he began to develop the seeds for what would later become the general theory of relativity. He realized that the laws of physics must hold true not only in inert forms, those moving at a constant speed, but in accelerated frames as well. Gravity, he began to suspect, was not simply a force transmitted across space as Newton had suggested, but something far more suitable, the very curative of space and time itself. The move to Berlin in 1914 marked another significant stage in Einstein's life. Appointed to the Prussian Academy of Sciences, he found himself in one of the most prestigious academic positions in Europe. Yet the timing was challenging. The outbreak of World War I cast a shadow over Europe, creating tension and uncertainty. Despite the turmoil, Berlin provided Einstein with resources, colleagues, and intellectual stimulation. It was here that he collaborated with mathematician Marcel Grossmann, whose mastery of differential geometry proved essential for translating Einstein's conceptual insights into precise mathematical form. Einstein's life during this period was a blend of intense focus and reflective walks in the Berlin Tiergarten, where he often contemplated the deep mysteries of the universe. He imagined falling elevators, bending light, and massive stars warping the very fabric of space. These, though experiments rooted in playful imagination yet guided by rigorous logic, allowed him to visualize the universe in ways no one else could. Slowly and painstakingly, he developed the equations that would become the core of general relativity. By November 1915, years after calculations, revisions, and late-night reflections, Einstein submitted the final form of his theory called general relativity. Unlike Newton, who had described gravity as a force acting at a distance, Einstein proposed that massive objects like stars and planets actually warp the fabric of space and time, creating curves that dictate how objects move. Planets orbit the sun not because they are pulled by a force, but because they follow the natural path within the curved geometry of space-time. The elegance of the idea was matched only by its counterintuitive nature. For the first time, humanity was asked to imagine space and time as a malleable dynamic medium rather than fixed and absolute. The initial reception of Einstein's work was cautious. The mathematics was complex, the concepts challenging, and the implications profound. Fellow scientists debated the consequences, attempting to reconcile Einstein's radical vision with centuries of Newton's physics. To the general public, the idea that space itself could bend was almost inconceivable, yet the seeds of a revolution had been sown. Amid these intellectual triumphs, Einstein's personal life and character remained central to his story. He continued his walks, played the violin, and engaged with friends and colleagues in spirited debate. His habits of thought, curiosity, imagination, and relentless questioning were as important to his discoveries as his mathematical prowess. The combination of intellectual daring and human sensitivity enabled him to see beyond conventional boundaries and imagine the universe shaped by the elegant interplay of space, time, and gravity. Einstein's academic career during these years was not just a progression of titles and positions. It was a period of intense personal and intellectual growth, during which he transformed the abstract, sometimes playful musings of a patent clerk into a profound theory that redefined the universe. By 1915, Albert Einstein had not only established himself as a leading physicist, but had laid the groundwork for a revolution that would captivate scientists, philosophers, and the public alike. The general theory of relativity would become his greatest achievement to date, a masterpiece that combined rigorous mathematics, daring imagination, and deep philosophical insight. It was accumulation of years of thought and experiments, collaboration and solitary reflections, a testament of Einstein's extraordinary mind and his unique ability to see the world as no one else could. Okay, Einstein's rise to fame, the 1919 eclipse, and global recognition. By 1919, Albert Einstein had already transformed the world of physics, but the general public remained largely unaware of his genius. In academic circles, his general theory of relativity was recognized as a masterpiece, a revolutionary framework that described gravity as the curative of space-time. Yet outside Europe's universities and concepts seemed abstract and almost incomprehensible. Einstein's ideals were elegant, challenging, and profoundly counterintuitive. Space and time were no longer absolute, and the paths of planets and light could bend in the presence of massive objects. These were notions that stretched the imagination far beyond everyday experience. The moment of global recognition arrived through an astronomical event, the total solar eclipse of May 29, 1919. British astronomer Sir Arthur Eddington led an expedition to test Einstein's prediction that light from stars would bend as it passed through the sun, near the sun, due to the curvature of space-time. The experiment required meticulous planning, careful measurement, and crucially clear skies. On the day of the eclipse, Eddington and his team observed the position of stars near the obscured sun and found exactly what Einstein had predicted. The stars appeared slightly shifted from their usual positions. The bending of light confirmed the radical notion that gravity could warp space-time itself. The results sent ripples through the scientific world, but the real explosion came in the media. Newspapers across Europe and the United States heralded the discovery. Headlines proclaimed the triumph of the young German scientist who changed our understanding of the universe. To the public, Einstein became a symbol of genius, a visionary whose mind could see what the human eye could not. Overnight, he transitioned from a dedicated researcher to a household name. People were captivated not only by his science, but also by his image. The wild hair, twinkling eyes, and playful smile that seemed to hint at the imaginative mind behind the revolutionary ideas. Despite the sudden fame, Einstein remained humble. He was uneasy with being a celebrity, preferring the quiet pursuit of understanding to public adulation. He often joked about the media's fascination with his appearance and personality, and he resisted attempts to mold him into a public figure. Yet the recognition brought him opportunities that would shape the rest of his life. invitations to lectures across Europe, collaborations with leading scientists, and correspondence with other intellectuals poured in. The world suddenly wanted to hear from the man who had revealed the hidden geometry of the universe. The 1919 eclipse also marked a profound cultural moment. Einstein's theory was not merely a scientific achievement, it symbolized a new way of thinking, a willingness to question long-held assumptions and embrace the unfamiliar. In a world recovering from the devastations of World War I, his ideas resonated as a metaphor for intellectual freedom and the human curiosity. Einstein's fame extended beyond science, touching art, philosophy, and the public imagination. He became a figure whose intellect and vision represented the power of human thought or transcended boundaries and reshaped understanding. During this period, Einstein continued to work with dedication, exploring the deeper implications of general relativity and other aspects of physics. He gave lectures, published papers, and engaged in correspondence with colleagues around the world, yet he never allowed fame to overshadow his curiosity. Walks in Berlin, long discussions with friends, and evenings spent playing the violin remained central to his daily life. Even as the world marveled at his discoveries, Einstein maintained the habits and thought process that had fueled his genius from childhood. Observation, imagination, reflection, an unwavering desire to understand the universe. The eclipse of 1919 and the resulting fame was transformative both for Einstein and for science. The public's recognition and his genius elevated him to an almost mythical status, while his ideas began to shape modern physics, influencing research in cosmetology, quantum mechanics, and beyond. Yet for Einstein, the true reward was not fame or accolades, but the opportunity to explore the universe's mysteries, to continue asking questions that pushed the boundaries of human knowledge. In the years that followed, Einstein would embrace this position with a mix of humor, humility, and purpose. He became a global ambassador for science, traveling, lecturing, and inspiring generations of thinkers. At the same time, he remained the curious, reflective, and playful mind who had once marveled at the needle of a compass as a child, forever guided by wonder and imagination. The 1919 eclipse had confirmed his theory. It also confirmed that Einstein had become, in the eyes of the world, a symbol of human curiosity, creativity, and intellect. His later life, imagination, and activism. The 1930s were a turbulent time in Europe. The rise of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi regime in Germany cast a dark shadow over the continent, threatening not only the freedoms of countless individuals, but also the progress of science itself. For Albert Einstein, who was both Jewish and a public intellectual, the situation was perilous. By 1933, it became clear that returning to Germany was no longer safe. At the age of 54, Einstein made the difficult decision to leave his homeland permanently and immigrating to the United States to continue his work and safeguard his family's future. Einstein accepted a position at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey, a relatively new institution designed to foster independent research. Here he found the perfect environment for his lifelong habits of thought, freedom from bureaucratic obligations, access to fellow scholars, and the ample time for reflection and writing. Princeton offered him a quiet sanctuary in which he could continue exploring the mysteries of the universe. Unlike the bustling streets of Berlin or the structured lectures halls of Zurich, Princeton provided a space where ideas could flourish without interruption. Despite the tranquility of academia, Einstein remained deeply engaged with the world's pressing problems. He became an outspoken advocate for peace, human rights, and international cooperation, often using his celebrity status as a platform to speak against war and oppression. He corresponded with political leaders, wrote essays for newspapers, and joined organizations dedicated to social justice. Though he was a pacifist at heart, The rise of fascism and the outbreak of World War II forced him to consider the moral responsibilities of scientists. He famously sent a letter to President Franklin D. Roosevelt warning of the potential development of nuclear weapons, urging the United States to pursue research to counter Nazi Germany, even though he personally hoped such weapons would never be used. Life in America also allowed Einstein to embrace the simpler joys that had accomplished him throughout his life. He spent long afternoons sailing, walking along quiet paths, and playing the violin with friends. These activities were more than recreation. They were integral to his thinking process. Music, exercise, and contemplation nurtured his creativity and provided the mental space for problem-solving, reflection, and insight. Even in exile from his birthplace and the upheavals of Europe, Einstein maintained the habits that had always fueled his genius. During these years, he also became a mentor to young scientists, offering guidance, encouragement, and the occasional gentle challenge. He delighted in discussing the ideas with students, colleagues, and visiting scholars, often combining rigorous reasoning with playful thought experiments. In his Princeton home, the same college that had made him extraordinary as a patent clerk and young professor, curiosity, imagination, and intellectual courage continued to define his daily life. All right, before I turn it over to the next narrator, I'd like to ask if there's anyone that would, with any questions or comments, that would like to check in. If there is, do so now. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to turn it over to Kilo Bravo 9, Echo Whiskey Golf. Dave, it's your turn, David.
Well, very good. Thank you to our Alien Life Forum for a fine job of narrating there. Okay, I will continue on here. Einstein's later years were also marked by reflection on the philosophical and ethical dimensions of science. He questioned the implications of quantum mechanics, explored attempts at the unified field theory of continually sought a deeper understanding of the cosmos. Beyond equation and experiments, he contemplated the responsibilities of scientists and to society, emphasizing the intellectual and achievement should be coupled with moral and social awareness. As Einstein aged, his fame grew even further. He became a global icon, not only for scientific contributions, but also his humanitarian principles and humility and wit. He continued to correspond with leaders, but also his leaders, philosophers, and fellow physicists, engaging in debates and his discussions at range from practical to the profoundly abstract. Yet, despite the adulation of, he remained grounded, often emphasizing that curiosity, imagination, and integrity were far more important than accolades or public recognition. In 1955, Albert Einstein passed away at the age of 76. Even in death, his legacy continued to expand, influencing generations of scientists, thinkers, and ordinary people inspired by his life and ideas. From the curious child who had marveled at a compass needle to to the young student in Zurich, to the patent clerk in Bern, to the celebrated physicist in Berlin and Princeton, Einstein's life continues a journey of exploration, reflection, and ethical engagement. Einstein's later years remind us that genius is not not confined to moments of scientific insight. Also, it also expressed that through courage and adversity, commitment to justice, and life-guided curiosity and moral responsibility, and showed that pursuit of understanding of the universe could coexist with deep concern for humanity, leaving the legacy of response and resonates far beyond the realm of physics. Einstein's scientific legacy explained. Albert Einstein's scientific legacy is one of the most profound in human history. Unlike many scientists whose discoveries remain confined to laboratories and academic journals, Einstein's work reshaped the very way humanity perceives the universe. His theories challenged these centuries of accepted knowledge, inviting people to see space, time, matter, and energy in ways that were once elegant, counterintuitive, and deeply beautiful. Understanding his legacy requires that not just a glance at his achievement, but an appreciation for the revolution nature of his ideas, intellectual daring, and demanded. At the heart of Einstein's work lies special theory of relativity, published in 1905. The theory redefined the concepts of space and time, showing that they are not absolute, but relative, and dependent on motion of observers. Time could slow down for moving objects. Lengths could contract, and simultaneously the idea of two events happen at the same time was no longer guaranteed across different frames of reference. Special relativity fundamentally altered the understanding of physical world, emphasizing that the universe behaves differently depending on the perspective, a notion that challenged the century of Newtonian thinking. Building on those, Einstein developed the general theory of relativity in 1915, a work that remains one of the most profound achievements in science. General relativity describes gravity not as a force at a distance, but as a curative of space time caused by mass and energy. Planets orbit the stars not because they are pulled by the invisible force, but because they follow the natural paths of or geodesics with curved space and time. The insight remained the universe as a dynamic interconnected fabric where space, time, and malleable are and responsive to presence of matter. It explained the phenomena that puzzled scientists for centuries, from the precise orbit of Mercury to the bending of light around the massive objects. It laid the foundation for modern cosmology, including our understanding of black holes, our gravitational waves, and expanding universe. Einstein's work on the photoelectric effect introduced that the revolutionary concept of light consists of discrete packets of energy called photons. This idea helped establish the quantum theory, opening a new frontier in physics by showing that energy can behave both as a particle and a wave. Einstein bridged the classical and modern physics, challenging existing paradigms and inspiring generations of scientists to explore some atomic world. In addition to these groundbreaking theories, Einstein's equation of E equals mc squared revealed that equivalence of mass and energy, showing that even a small amount of mass contains an enormous amount of energy. This principle would have profound practical implications, from the development of nuclear energy to applications in medicine and technology. It exemplifies Einstein's unique ability to uncover simple, elegant truths with a vast consequence, linking abstract mathematics to the tangible world. Einstein's legacy also reflected in his approach to science itself. He combined the rigorous logic of imaginative thought, experience, and demonstrating that all intellectual creativity, analytical precision are not mutually exclusive, but mutually reinforcing. He asked questions others had overlooked, visualized problems in novel ways, and relied on intuition, grounded in physical reasoning. His methods inspired not only physics, but anyone seeking to explore the unknown, to think deeply, question assumptions, and dare to imagine what has not yet been seen. Beyond equations and theories, Einstein's work has transformed our worldview by revealing dynamic, malleable, and nature of space and time. He shifted humanity's perception of reality, encouraging a sense of wonder and motion of planets, the passage of time, and the path of light are all interconnected. His discoveries remind us that reality is often more extraordinary than it appears, and human curiosity and imagination can eliminate the truths hidden from the eye. Einstein's influence extends far beyond physics. His ideas inspired advancements in technology, from GPS systems that account for relativistic effects, and to the exploration of space and time itself. They shaped philosophy, challenged thinkers to reconsider concepts of time, and casualty and observation. They continue to inspire generations of students, scientists, and dreamers, showing that curiosity, imagination, determination can transform not only science, but the way we see the world. Ultimately, Einstein's scientific legacy is not just a collection of theories, equations, or experiments. It is a testament to the power of human thought, the courage to question accepted knowledge and the beauty of uncovering the hidden laws of nature. From the curious child who marveled at a compass needle to the patent clerk who visualized light beams and to the celebrated physicist who reshaped reality itself. Einstein's life reminds us that the pursuit of understanding is a journey without an end, a journey that can change the world in ways that are once profound, beautiful, and eternal. Okay, personal reflections and lessons from Einstein's life. Albert Einstein's life, more than a chronicle of scientific achievement, it was a testament to curiosity, perseverance, imagination, and integrity. From the earliest days as a child fascinated by the mysterious movements of a compass needle to the quiet hours in the patent office, he imagined riding alongside a beam of light to the revolutionary theories of that reshaped the universe. Einstein's journey offers a lesson far beyond physics. His story reminds us that genius is not merely a product of talent, but of passion, persistence, and courage, and differentially. One of the most striking aspects of Einstein's life was his relentless curiosity. He never stopped asking questions, even when the answers seemed to elusive or impossible. As a child, he pondered the invisible forces that guided the world around him. As a young adult, he questioned established laws and imagined worlds that no one had yet seen. Even in his later years, he remained fascinated by the mysteries of the cosmos, exploring the implications of the quantum mechanics and the nature of time and the vast structure of the universe. Einstein's curiosity was not idle. It was disciplined, persistent, and guided by a desire to understand principles that govern reality. Equally important was his independence of thought. Einstein often resisted conventional paths from his rebellious school years in Germany to his unorthodox study habits at the Polytechnic, and even in the quiet solitude of the patent office, he trusted his own reasoning, relied on his imagination, and valued insight over rote the memorization or conformity. This independence allowed him to see connections and possibilities that others overlooked, leading to the insights that the world forever changed. Science, his life teaches that the true understanding requires courage, and the courage to question, challenge, and to trust is one's own mind. Einstein's story also emphasizes the importance of imagination. He visualized scenarios that were physically impossible yet logically consistent, traveling alongside a beam of light, falling freely in an elevator, or they were mental laboratories where abstract ideas could be explored and tested without instruments or experiments. Einstein's life shows that creativity and imagination are as essential to discovery as careful observations and rigorous reasoning. another lesson in the balance between humanity and confidence, Einstein was aware that the magnitude of his discoveries, yet he remained approachable, playful, and often self-depreciating. As he not seek fame for his own sake, but he did use his public influence to advocate for peace, social justice, and ethical responsibilities of scientists. His life demonstrates that intellectual brilliance and moral awareness can coexist, and the pursuit of knowledge carries with it responsibilities to consider the impact on the world. Einstein also reminds us of the values of persistence through adversity. His path was never smooth. He faced family upheaval, financial struggles, professional rejection, and the perils of political instability. Yet he remained dedicated to his work and finding opportunity in constraints and maintaining focus and on the questions that mattered most. The years that at the patent office, for example, when might have seemed ordinary or limiting, became a fertile ground for the miracle year of 1905. Einstein's life shows that setbacks can be transformed into stepping stones when approached with the patience, resilience, and focus. Finally, Einstein's life illustrates joy of lifelong learning. He never ceased to exploring, imagining, or questioning even in his later years. He remained engaged with new ideas, philosophical reflections, and the challenges of scientific discovery. For Einstein, life was a journey of curiosity, not merely a sequence of achievements. This might perhaps his greatest legacy, the model of how to live with a wonder, intellectual, and integrity of and a sense of responsibility to both knowledge and humanity. Said, in reflecting on Albert Einstein's life, we see a story of inspiring not only for scientists, but all who value curiosity, creativity, and courage. It is a story of a child who wondered at a simple compass, as a young man who challenged conventions, and an adult whose imagination reshaped our understanding of the universe. His journey teaches us that the pursuit of understanding requires courage, creativity, and perseverance, and that the quest for knowledge, most meaningful when guided by curiosity, integrity, and a deep sense of wonder. Albert Einstein's life is a reminder that the human mind, when nurtured by curiosity, imagination, and persistence, can uncover truths far beyond what we once thought possible. It is legacy that continues to inspire generations to explore, question, and imagination, encouraging all of us to see the world as not just as it appears, but as it could be understood. And perhaps in doing so, make our own contributions to the unfolding story of human discovery. In conclusion, Albert Einstein's journey teaches us true genius is born, not just in from intelligence, but from curiosity, imagination, and courage. From the boy mesmerized by a compass needle to the patent clerk imagining beams of light, from the professor questioning the nature of gravity to the whole global icon inspiring millions of his life, shows that what is possible when we dare to wonder and never stop asking why. Einstein reminds us that discovery often comes in quiet moments and reflection and persistence through challenges and in playful exploration of ideas that others might dismiss. His legacy is not only the equations and theories that reshape physics, but the example of a life that with intellectual boldness, ethical responsibility, and endless curiosity. As we reflect on his story, we are invited to carry forward the same spirit of wonder in our lives, to question, imagine, and explore the world around us. The universe may be vast, complex, mysterious, but like Einstein, we each have a capacity to illuminate its secrets one curious thought at a time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to bring things to a close here. Any questions, check-ins, or comments before I move on to securing the net? Okay, hearing nothing further. If anybody has any suggestions for a topic for a Thursday Information Net, please email us at voip@scarsvoip.com. That's voip@scarsvoip.com. If you have any thoughts or suggestions for a TIN topic, we'd love to hear from you. At this point, this has been SCARS, VOIP. Net schedules and general information may be found on our website at scarsvoip.com. I spell SCARSVOIP.com. This is KB9EWG saying goodnight, 7-3 all, securing this net and returning the service back to normal amateur use. This is KB9EWG. That is now clear and secure.